Phil Hendry.
Well, good evening. It is the Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And, of course, stay tuned for the Truth is Our Bitch tour of 2013, which will be debuting soon on stage, live in color. And it don't get much more in color when you're live on stage.
No way, you gotta be black and white when you're live on stage.
Absolutely. And we again thank Don Berman for being with us last night doing the race results from Dickman Downs. Don got a little bit of flack today at the office because there was some complaints. There were complaints, given the fact that he was calling for, essentially, he was calling for the destruction of all three horses that he bid on, or that he bet on, during racing.
If you don't mind me saying, you look a little, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Well, you look a little out of it because you're going, that he bid on, and it's bet.
I understand, Margaret. Pardon me for misspeaking.
All right, but the point is that, yes, Don Berman was contacted today. My sources tell me that there were a number of people upset with the fact that he was calling for the destruction of Daddy and Mommy, which was the first horse that he bet.
Yeah, Daddy and Mommy said, kill it, kill it. And then he wanted them to kill Western Wear, I think.
No, the Western Wear was the winning horse.
Yeah, the horses that he bet all lost. And in each race, he called on just anyone to go down to the track with a gun and shoot and kill the animals.
Yeah, but he was kidding.
Well, it doesn't matter if he was kidding. There were a great many stringent complaints.
Well, there's going to be complaints. I mean, there's just no way. But Don doesn't care. I mean, since when does he care? Since when do we even report on stuff that he's not going to care about?
Well, I thought it was very interesting. I thought it was an extreme reaction, given the fact that he lost those bets.
Well, that's Don Berman. I mean, like a lot of those guys, and I say that with all due respect, but with, like a lot of those guys, he can make all the mistakes in the world. It's somebody else's fault. Now, he bet three horses. First of all, I don't know where he gets off saying the horses he bet on as he's calling the race action. And then when they lose, he goes from talking about them in glowing terms like they're the next triple crown winners. And the next thing you know, he's saying that they all ought to be, you know, have their brains blown out right on the track. So anyway, Don Berman took a lot of heat for that. We may talk with him later on. We may not. We welcome you to our program. Anyway, we have the hot baby names of 2013. Kind of a fascinating story because you may be interested to know. I don't know how many guys. I'm interested in names. Names just, they put me away. For whatever reason, I think names can be the most hysterical aspect of being a person is someone's name. And even if we don't mean to give somebody a weird name, we wind up oftentimes doing it. I don't know whose fault that is. I suspect it's the mothers.
Yeah, I agree with that. We were having a discussion, ladies and gentlemen, before we came on the air, and Phil and I very much agree.
Excuse me, what are you? Are you all of a sudden the host?
Well, I'm telling everybody.
Well, we're talking, remember, Margaret?
Yes, but he's going, oh, we had a discussion. You're not the host.
Okay, so do you have something you want to say?
Yes, I take great exception to you saying that mothers are the ones that saddle their sons or daughters with these names that are straight from Ass World, which is...
Well, who said Ass World?
I said Ass World. I was looking for the... That's the word that I wanted.
Well, I never said that the names are straight from Ass World.
Well, I did.
Yeah, that's... What's that mean?
It means... Never mind. Don't play it back to me. I'm telling you that these names are ridiculous.
Yes, they are. Like, I know a lady who named her son Jason J. Delmonico.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
Hey.
That's a perfectly lovely name.
Jason J. Delmonico, perfectly lovely name, huh? What was that sound I heard?
I thought you kicked open on music.
Jason J. Delmonico is one of those names that's going to get a kid beat up. I'm sorry to say it.
Absolutely.
You are saying that I send my son to school to get his ass kicked. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm not saying that you want to do it intentionally.
That a mother that loves his... How dare you say something? Phil, I've given that boy that name as a way of garnering respect. I don't send my son off to school every day to have him bounced off the hood of a Jeep, have his head rammed into the front left panel about 5 or 6 times, bounced off the hood of the Jeep some more, then thrown into...
Boy, you really got the whole thing figured out.
Yeah, guy. Man, you could write a whole TV show about a way a guy gets bounced.
Just don't. The things I've got going on inside of me, you don't even want to know about.
Bounced off the hood of a Jeep.
That's right.
Well, all right, so did you give that boy that name to get it bounced, to get to have his head slammed into the front panel?
Well, Margaret, you're the one that gave a kid the name. We're talking about babies' names. If you give that boy a name, Jason J. Delmonico, are you saying that's a normal name?
I think the name Jason is very normal.
No. Jason J. Delmonico, that's not even a boy's last name. So why do you give him that name?
Because he is an act. I don't like being spoken to.
All right, take it easy. Take it easy. God, you got to admit, giving a kid the name Jason J. Delmonico is unusual. I'm not going to say that you are being cruel. I'm not saying that it's a name that's going to get him beat up, okay? I'm sorry. I was half kidding anyway. But I am saying it's a pretty unusual name.
Do you think it's any more unusual than these names?
It's a little more unusual, but I want to get to these names because they're interesting. And it did, when we were talking about babies' names before the show, because that's what's in the news today, are these are the hot names so far of 2013. This is what people are naming their kids. And I once again, I think the problem comes in where, as parents, we don't really necessarily think about the... I don't know if there's consequences necessarily, but you give a kid a name, and it's either going to be something that people readily embrace, that people can use as a way of just, okay, that's Bob, or that's Phil, or that's Margaret, or is it a is it the beginnings of a way to mock somebody, or is it a handle that's easy for somebody to make fun of someone? I don't know. But here are the top names of 2013. Bruce. Now, where Bruce came from...
And what is that about?
I don't know. Bruce is strictly something from the 50s and 60s, but Bruce. Now, they're saying that, of course, these names do come from popular culture, that there is something happening in the culture. It could be... Is that from Bruce Wayne, Batman?
Yeah, I'm probably thinking like Batman, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Well, you don't know that.
I don't know. The next name is... These are boys' names and girls' names. They're all mixed together. Christian. Finnegan. Finnegan. Linnea.
What's wrong with Finnegan?
I think Finnegan's pretty weird. What's that about?
I think it's a name from a vampire.
Yeah.
A name from a vampire.
Yeah, I think that it is, now that Bud mentions that. The vampires are very popular, as you know. It could be a ghoul, isn't it?
Is it a Walking Dead name?
What do you mean a Walking Dead name? One of the zombies, hey, there goes Finnegan. He's out eating somebody's arm again. You know,
I don't know. They might say, that's Finnegan. Oh, my God, it's Finnegan. He's up, he's walking around.
Oh, my God, that's Finnegan. I don't think they're going to go to the trouble, man. If you're going to name a zombie for a TV show, you're going to go all the way over to, you're going to make the big, long run to Finnegan? You might as well just get up and walk over to the name Steve.
What do you mean, get up and walk? What are you talking about?
Yeah, what's that all about?
I'm saying, if you want to name a zombie, are you going to really go and do a lot of work on it?
Well, I mean, why would you call a vampire Finnegan?
I don't know that they did call a vampire. Well, I don't know, man, because vampires have personality, okay? Vampires are going to be around for a while. Vampires talk. Vampires walk. Vampires debate. Vampires, you know, vampires can do stuff. Zombies can't do squat. I'd rather sweat over the name of a vampire than sweat over the name of some zombie. I'm going to call a zombie Finnegan. I'll give that name to a vampire. The zombie, he gets Joe, and he's going to be happy with it.
You're out of your mind, you know that?
Hey, you, zombie. Your name is Al, okay? And you're going to love it, and you're going to live with it, son. Finnegan was the name of a zombie.
I don't know.
Next name that's very popular in the baby names of 2013, in the baby sweepstakes, is Linnea, then Marlo, Marnie. I actually know a Marnie, who is the kid's sister of a friend of mine. So, Marnie, your name's come back around again. She was born in the 60s. Mavis. Aha! How about that, Mavis?
You don't think it? No, you don't think.
I don't think. I think Mavis, they say the name Mavis comes from another popular television show. I forget which one. Mingus. Mingus is the name, the last name of a jazz bass player. Nellie. Phaedra, Phaedra, Severine, Thor, and Wilder. Thor, they say, from X-Men. But let's just for a moment take the television shows and the cultural influence out of it and just slap the name Thor on a kid. It's pretty, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what does that mean? It's like, my butt is Thor.
I'm going to slap him.
Hey, watch it.
Why are you making that joke?
Because my butt is Thor.
I thought that's what it meant.
Are you lying to me?
No, I thought it was.
Robert, you're not an idiot, okay?
I swear to God, what do you mean?
Thor, T-H-O-R. Not my butt is Thor.
That does it.
Hey! Ow! Yikes!
Man, that's gonna sting for a long time.
You got it.
All right, we'll be right back on a world-famous Phil Henry show to sort this bull crap out. What other names we got here? Thor and Wilder. What the hell? We'll find out. These are the baby names of 2013. I don't know which is better, the baby names of 2013 or the baby names of 1890. Because I bet you if you went back to 1890, it would be...
Probably they had Thor and Wilder and Finnegan.
No, they didn't have Thor in 1890. They had something like George. Or Ralph. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Mavis Leonard is going to be up here in just a moment, Robert Leonard's aunt and a frequent contributor to our program on a variety of issues. And one of the reasons why we're having Mavis on in this segment is obvious reasons. One of the top baby names of 2013, dig it, is Mavis. And before we get Mavis up, Robert, do you see the story right there, right?
Yeah, well, they're talking about Hotel Transylvania. And see the vampire from... Hotel Transylvania, my team.
Yes, it's voiced by Selena Gomez. Is Mavis, darling, are you there? It's Margaret.
Yes, Margaret, I'm here. Thank you very much for having me on. I didn't know this. I knew that Robert told me.
So you heard that the name Mavis is one of the top baby names.
I heard the name Mavis, yes. And I want to go on record. I'm very upset. I'm not so much upset. I'm sad by that. I'm saddened by it.
Why are you sad about it?
What do you say, that Dickman? What do you say?
I mean, what are you sad about it for, Mrs. Leonard?
Dickman, I'm sad because I would never give a child the name of Mavis. I was saddled with that name as a hell name. That is a hell name.
Well, why call hell name?
You know what I mean by hell name, don't you?
Well, yeah, that's a Christian term.
Yeah, it is a Christian term. You say you got a name, you got a hell name, you're hellbound.
What does that mean?
Well, basically it means that you have a name that Satan recognizes. You go to the sort of like a front of the line name, you know, and Satan's down. You're hellbound. Come on down. Now, I've lived my life as the best way I know how.
Wait, darling. I want to ask you something. What do you mean you're hellbound?
I'm afraid I've got the name Mavis. I feel that name is tagged for hell. And I think the horn one... You'd be looking, a horn one looks for all names that are hellbound. If you're going down to Devil Town, you're hellbound. And you get down to Devil Town, the horn one looks for the hellbound name.
What is a hellbound name? The question I have is, why is it a hellbound name?
Because I hate the damn name. You understand me?
No, but come on, Arnett. Well,
No, hold on. I hate the damn name. You understand what I'm talking about? Mr. Henry, you understand?
Yes, ma'am. I know you hate it. I wonder what you meant by hellbound.
What do you think I mean by hellbound? I mean that name to take you straight to hell. Hi, my name is Mamie. You going to hell. How come you say that I'm a little 12-year-old girl? I'm on a school run. And I say to the lady, my name is Mavis. She said, you going on down to hell? Oh, yeah. And I said, lady, why you say that? She said, that name feels like hell. The reason why you give a child a hellbound name is so that child is doubly intent on living a good life. And that's exactly what I've done.
Yeah, honey, you live a damn good life, and you've been all right, you know?
I appreciate that, Robert, but I wouldn't say you're the one to judge on who lived a good life or not, because the only part of life that you've seen is what you can see from your back on a couch.
Yeah, but from what I've seen from my back on a couch, you live a good life.
Well, that's about, you know, what? That's me getting up, walking. What do you see in my life, laying on a couch? Me get up, I walk in the kitchen, make toast, and I disappear again.
But I know you make toast good.
Yeah, well, but so what?
I'm just saying.
All right, I make toast good. All that tells you is I know how to cook something black. And guess what? That's hellbound. If I know how to cook something up, I've got the hellbound toast. I wouldn't be so silly as to say something like that, but it doesn't make me feel better.
All right, well, look, Mavis, I honestly do not believe, I don't believe in that. I you can say what you want. Maybe you have a hellbound name, but you have lived a good life, and that's where that's at. Now, you have the name Mavis, and good, bad, or indifferent, people are naming their babies Mavis. And I don't think anybody's naming their baby Mavis because they want the kid hellbound.
Is that right? Well, then how come they're naming their baby after a character in a Hotel Transylvania, the vampire, blood-sucking, two-bit? They naming their baby after a two-bit, stinking, crawling, no-life blood-sucker. You understand what I'm saying?
Talk about a blood-sucker. That's a vampire.
Yeah, they're naming their baby after a chicken-sucking, egg-stealing. Man, they talk about an egg-sucker, chick. You either chicken sucker or egg, you know you heard about egg sucking.
No, Mavis, darling, the term is chicken stealing and egg sucking.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you if you people had shut up long enough. And let me say the things that I've got to say, because I've got a lot of things I want to say.
Darling, do you understand?
Would you people shut your mouth long enough, because I've got some things I got to say.
Yeah, Ms. Leonard, go ahead, Ms. Leonard. Everybody shut up.
You don't tell me to shut up.
Well, I'm telling you.
Everybody shut up. What do you want to say, Mavis?
I'm trying to tell you that if you're hellbound, it ain't an egg-stealing chicken sucker. You're talking about an egg sucker and a chicken stealer. Man, you're talking about a chicken sucker and an egg stealer. That's what I'm trying to say, and that's what I've been trying to say. And you people running your mouth. And all you're doing is making life more difficult for an old lady.
Well, so what does that got to do with the name Mavis?
I think you don't. You had a name Mavis, you are a chicken sucker. You suck chicken. You understand? Oh, man. I don't have time for this foolishness. A very pleasant good evening to all of you. I know later on there's going to be a rerun. You know what I want to see is Conan. What time Conan come on?
Conan's going to be on later on. I mean...
I want to wake up for Conan. Thank you very deeply.
What did I do wrong there?
Well, I think we know what first of all, she was trying to articulate that the name Mavis is hellbound. All right?
Well, what does that mean, hellbound?
I think she said what it was. But the other thing that I thought was important to note was that if you saddle a child with the name Mavis, the child is hellbound, and the child becomes a chicken sucker.
Yeah, as opposed to an egg sucker.
As opposed to an egg sucker, yes.
Oh, well.
Well, Phil, don't be sarcastic.
Well, I'm going to be sarcastic. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life.
Well, you understand, my aunt, she's an old-time religion.
What do you mean, old-time religion? Dude, I've never even heard that. I've listened to a lot of old-time religion. I never heard anybody tell me the name Mavis is hellbound. I never heard anybody tell me that the name Mavis turns you from a chicken-stealing egg sucker into an egg-stealing chicken sucker. Are you kidding me?
You don't wind up laughing at it and it's religious.
No, I don't think you need to be sacrilegious.
Oh, well, look who's talking. Miss Atheist.
I have respect for the culture. There's a difference.
Miss Atheist, you understand, Mom. She's very religious.
Yeah, I understand she's religious. I know she... What do you think, I don't know that? Of course I know she's religious. That's why I don't understand her getting weird about the name Mavis being hellbound. Good God, she was going on and on and on and on about her name is going to send her down to the Horned One. And what was this horse dung about how if the devil spots you in line on your way into hell and you got the name Mavis, you go to the front of the line?
You talk about, that's what we're talking about. That's why my aunt won't go to Disneyland, because they got Fast Track.
Yeah, there's a certain Christian sect, they don't believe in the Fast Track tickets at Disneyland or at Universal Studios because of that.
Yeah.
Oh, horse crap.
Okay.
Oh, that's horse crap. What sect is that?
I don't know. It's a religious sect and a Christianity. And they won't use a fast track because the Horned One does it.
Bull crap. You know what? I'm going to make you people prove that to me, okay?
I'll get my aunt back on the line.
Yeah, are you going to believe her or not?
Go ahead, get your aunt back on the line. I'll ask her about it. In the meantime, we'll be back with more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Matt Lauer joking that he's less popular than polio. I think so. As a matter of fact, I got to be honest when I say the following thing. Matt Lauer, buddy, you're a great guy. I'm sure you're terrific. No one watches your show. The reason why the Today Show is in the news is because 100% of four people watch that show. But the fact is, nobody watches the show. So Chris Humphreys is being sued by a men's clothing store, and Kelly Ripa only wishes Regis would die. I'm kidding. No, she doesn't. Now I totally spaced. Anyway, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have been talking to Robert's aunt, Mavis Leonard. I got Mavis back on the phone here. I'm not angry, Mavis, that you hung up on us. I understand your reasoning for that. But we had I wanted to ask you some questions.
I don't mean to be rude, Mr. Hendry. You know I'll never be rude to you, Phil, because I love you very much. I love everybody on the show.
I understand that, dear.
But I cannot sit and listen. As a Christian woman, I will not sit and listen to somebody call a child Thor or Finnegan or some name that bespeak a devil, because I think it's a devil. I think that we do live in the devil time. And
so you believe in the end times?
I didn't say that we live in the end time. I don't know if we live in the end time. God did not say, in the Bible, God says, only I know when the end time is going to be. And none of you suckers, and I don't mean to say, but that basically, Robert, when he was a little boy, he said, God said none of you suckers going to tell me. And that's kind of the way I see it,
Okay, so...
Mavis, repeat that. You're saying that God said that none of you suckers are going to tell me?
No, I didn't say that.
No, not you, none of you suckers.
Well, that's what you said.
No, I'm saying, look, Margaret, will you just listen for 5 seconds instead of giving me your whole... little Bo Peep routine.
I'm not giving you the little Bo Peep routine. I'm trying to understand.
But just listen to me for 5 seconds. I'm telling you, we live in a devil time. The devil has full sway. And you name your child Mavis, you name your child Thor, especially you name your child Thor. I don't know who gets off, I don't know what bus they're on and what stop they're getting off at. But the name Thor, that's got to go. That's got to go. That's got to go way down, down, down to the ground.
And the name Thor.
That is, you better... Are you kidding me? If you saw a list of Thor, and the other one is Phaedra, that's the name of a demon, or like a demon snake,
Yeah, I'm out of Phaedra. That is a demon snake.
What do you mean, demon snake?
Ain't that the name of a demon snake, Mr. Henry?
Well, there was the Hydra... which I believe was the multi... the Hydra had snakes for hair and was multi-headed, wasn't it?
I have no idea. I don't know who the Hydra is. A Hydra, that sounds like I've heard of hydrophobia.
Yeah, that rabies?
No, it's not rabies. The Hydra is a Greek goddess.
I'm not talking about no Greek. I'm talking about Christian demon. I'm talking about a good Christian demon.
Well, no, we're not talking about that. Now, Mabel...
Hold on. We're getting way off the point here, okay? All I'm asking is the following thing. If we're talking about names, and you, Mavis, now you're telling me we're living in the devil times, whatever that is.
I'll tell you what the devil time is. The devil time is when is where we are right now. That's the devil time.
To where we're now?
No, yesterday. Yes, where we are right now.
Well, what does that mean?
It means the devil has... Fools, the devil has carte blanche to do with the devil. The door is open for the devil. Half off for the devil. You know what I mean? It's a closeout sale for the devil. You call your name Thor, you tell a kid his name is Thor or Finnegan. Kid goes off, and he's just a little creature from the deep. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Well, I don't think it, forgive me for saying this, I don't think you can, a creature from the deep.
I don't stutter. You heard what I said.
No, I mean, talk about a creature from the deep.
What the hell does creature from the deep mean? That don't mean nothing.
Hey, you're talking about my aunt.
Hold on for a minute. I guess you're talking about it. All right, Mavis, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I don't think I've answered all your questions.
Yeah, no, you've answered all of my questions. Thank you very much. Have a very pleasant good evening.
No.
Creature from the Deep, that's a bunch of weird stuff, okay? I'm not talking about your aunt. I don't think she's nuts. I just don't believe it. You know, I just don't believe it. Because you name your kid Thor, and you name your kid Mavis, and you name your kid Phaedra, that the devil has half off.
Yeah, that she was saying that. Why?
Because she's saying that this is the devil time, so the devil has got, it's, you know, the devil can go anywhere he wants.
Yeah, and he gets half off, like, in different, I guess if he goes to a department store.
What do you mean if he goes to a department store? That is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, that's what she was saying.
Yeah, I was not saying it literally. They say the devil's going to go to a half-off store.
Then what was she talking about?
She's just trying to say that if the devil was around, I don't know.
She's saying that the world is conducive to the mischief of the devil. How about that?
Huh? What? What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
Huh?
Well, will you knock it off?
Well, no one knows what you're saying, Phil.
Yeah, but I think it's rude to sit there and go, huh? I'm simply saying that what Mavis, I'm trying to interpret what your aunt's saying. Have you got a better interpretation, Robert?
No, yeah, she's saying that. She's saying, in a devil time, the time is right for the devil to go in and try, well, she told you to use on clothing and said that like the devil is trying us on. Like we're a brand new pair of pants and the devil putting you on.
So I'm a pair of shorts?
Not a pair of shorts. Didn't say a pair of shorts. Saying, like, it's a devil time, so you're like a bun. Well, you're not a bun hugger, but yeah, you're like bun hugger for the devil.
Well, I think that's insulting to be compared to something that is going to be, that is going to be worn over the devil's scrotum. Well, Phil, what are you looking at me like that for?
Where did you get that idea?
That's what he just said. Isn't that what you're saying, Robert?
Well, I am, sort of, Miss Henry, yeah.
That the devil is going to wear us like a pair of bun huggers. Is that what you just said to me?
I mean, that's what my aunt believes in a devil time Christian religion.
Because the devil time religion, it's different from Amish and stuff.
So now what I'm finding out is that there is a sect of Christianity called devil time. Is that it?
Yes.
I see. And when did that start?
Well, I mean, if you want me to give it a story and get my aunt back on.
No. Just tell me.
Well, devil time started in the late 1940s. Now, it started, and this is going to sound weird, and you're not going to believe me, but it started in conjunction when they come out with Jiffy Time.
The popcorn.
Yeah.
I think I remember writing something about this, Phil.
Wait. In a minute, I'm going to throw the flag, and I'm going to just tell you guys you're all full of crap here.
No, I swear to God.
So a religious sect, a Christian sect called Devil Time, came out inspired by Jiffy Time popcorn? Was that what it is?
No, that Jiffy's Jolly Time.
No, it was Jiffy Time. Don't you dare confuse things.
I'm telling you right now, I swear to God, it was called Jiffy.
Okay, I'm done with this conversation. He's bawling. You clowns are arguing over the name of a popcorn, and you're telling me that that's what inspired Devil Time.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, but it's not called Jiffy Time. It's called Jolly Time.
Will you stop crying, bud?
I can't help it.
Stop crying right now. Man up and stop crying.
Phil, allow him to have his feelings.
No. He's not an 11-year-old boy. He's a 19, 20-year-old. Quit crying.
Quit being mean.
But I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. I would rather buy. You're probably right. Maybe it is called Jolly Time instead of Jiffy Time. I'm not buying it. Nobody's going to get me to buy it. I don't believe it. I don't believe that there was a religious subdivision of Christianity based on popcorn. It ain't going to happen. You're not going to get me to believe that.
All right, Phil, then you just go right ahead and you believe what you want to believe. And when somebody presents you with the truth, lift your leg to it and defecate.
And where are you going?
May I go to the bathroom? Do I have to tell you every time I go to the toilet?
Lift your leg and defecate?
Well, I mean, Mr. Man, I'm just trying to tell you.
Do you mind telling me how it is that a devil time, this religion, came about as the result of Jolly Time or Jiffy Time?
My understanding is Jiffy Time. If you said Jolly Time, Bud, I'm going to believe you.
It is. It's called Jolly Time.
Quit your bawling, man, or I'm going to belt you. Okay, so it's Jolly Time.
Right. And after World War II, when they came out of Jolly Time, a Christian sect in some of the southern churches, my aunt She grew up in the South and in South Carolina. And they were having jolly time and everything. And the war ended and everybody's happy. And they said the only thing that cussed down jolly time and devil time. And that's when everyone started to pray. And there was a vision of people trying to get into heaven. They all have name tag on. It was devil time name tag. And that's what the proctor said when he came, you know, the proctor came that day on that Sunday night.
Who's the proctor?
That was the man who ran the church that my aunt went to.
And where was this?
That was a man in South Carolina.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
You got to understand, that's a religion. You can't bash the religion.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm bashing it. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. Let's come up with a sect of religion of Christianity called Devil Time, because this popcorn reading is so good.
No, there's more to it than that.
Yeah, it was called Jolly Time.
Okay, it was Jolly Time.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you. I think you're full of crap. Anyway, I'm done with it. Done with it.
Why do you think they got all upset, man, about Jolly Time? Or not Jolly, but Devil Time with a kid by the name of Finnegan. Some kid named Finnegan on a Devil Time, man. You put that on a name tag. Hell, that kid fast track to hell. A fast track to hell, man.
A kid named Finnegan's on a fast track to hell because the people in the Devil Time religion think he is. All right, look at this little kid here. See how cute this little guy is? I'm holding up a picture of a kid here on Phil TV in HD. Those of you who are at home or are seeing our... See that kid there? His name's Finnegan. He's on a fast track to hell.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have to do it.
Boy, did you sound like some kind of a farm boy then.
Oh, listen to you.
Well, he did.
Anyway, there he is, Finnegan. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to get more into this discussion with Father James McCorders. When we return, Chris Humphreys is being sued, as we mentioned, and there is a new zombie fragrance that's just killing the ladies. World famous Phil Henry Show. And wait till you hear what a guy did with an eel in China. Wait
Truth
till you hear this
our
one.
Is bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I'm talking about what I mean about devil time. A man put a heel right up.
The world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show. You know, the Phil Henry Show website is our online home. It is the online headquarters of the world famous Phil Henry Show. And we encourage you to get a backstage pass there at philhenryshow.com. With a backstage pass, you get to, you know, you get to access all the many thousands of hours of audio that we have online, as well as our video cast archives, as well as our news feed, as well as the full shows that we have, our recent shows. We have a daily podcast, and it's all there available to you at philhenryshow.com. I'm looking right now. We got, anyway, we have also live streaming video for you guys who have mobile devices. In fact, I was just holding up the picture of the show tonight that is streaming live for folks on my iPhone. So if you've got an iPhone, you got a Droid, you got an iPad, anything that you like to take with you wherever it is that you go. And of course, this time of night, when we talk about mobile, what are we talking about?
Well, you're talking about Starbucks, which I think, and I don't want to say anything. I think Starbucks is a wonderful establishment. By the way, Bobby Dooley is going to be interviewing... I wanted to say this. Should I...
Or let's finish one thought and then...
All right. Yes, Starbucks. At this time of night, there's an awful lot of people that are a little frightening. They're sitting in Starbucks, wearing headphones, staring at their iPhones and their iPads. A lot of times they're staring at your image. That's frightening. They're in Starbucks. That's... Excuse me for one moment. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah, you gotta do that. It smells just like Chinese food.
Because I had Chinese food.
Do you have to stop in the middle of what you're saying on the air and let one go like that?
It's... So I'm supposed to hold it back and get an aneurysm. Thank you.
No, Margaret, Look, now she's getting up and leaving again.
Yes. Gotta see if there was any damage done.
All right. In any event, join us, won't you, online, mobile at philhenryshow.com, whatever device you have. All right. What did you want to say?
I wanted to say, excuse me, Bobby Dooley tomorrow will be interviewing for the Bobby Dooley podcast Jane Wells, who is a darling girl. She is an Emmy Award-winning reporter on CNBC. Jane also, and I know Jane very, very well, she's challenged Bobby to ask her anything, but Jane did have a coffee request for Starbucks. Who do I say that to?
I guess you can tell me. What is it?
Well, I don't know. I wrote it down somewhere. You're the one that takes the...
Well, you can tell me, or you can tell Bobby, or you can tell John, or one of the guys at LEG. This is the coffee that Jane wants?
Yes, she has a very specific Starbucks... You know, are you telling me this is a newsflash? Don't the stars that Bobby interviews have their...
I don't know. So Jane wants a certain coffee. Okay, so we'll get it for her. All right, in any event, join us online at philhenryshow.com. Yeah, the Bobby Dooley podcast, which is going great guns. This week, it's Craig Bierko, the great actor, stage, film, and television actor. On Friday, it is Chris D'Elia, and that's tomorrow. So we're going to be dropping part one of a two-part interview with Chris D'Elia, Bobby Dooley interviewing the actor Chris D'Elia, great comic, funny cat on Whitney, and I mean this guy, and he's got an HBO special that's coming out very, very soon, so don't miss that. Chris D'Elia, two-parter, and I'm going to tell you, he was absolutely hysterical, him and Bobby going back and forth, and oh, the highlight of the Chris D'Elia interview is what Steve was doing in the background.
Oh, God. That man is disgusting.
Well, it was pretty funny. It attracted Chris's attention, and the next thing you know, they just started ripping Steve an ass over something that he was doing. So check it out. It drops tomorrow. Bobby Dooley's podcast, the Bobby Dooley podcast. It's available at iTunes. It's available on SoundCloud, and it's available from the Sideshow Network. All right. Matt Lauer jokes that he's less popular than polio. Now, just understand one thing. There's a thing called a Q rating, not IQ, it's Q, and basically what a Q rating is one's recognizability. How top of mind are you as a brand or as a personality? In other words, it rates the strength of, quote, brand. And when we talk about a brand, we're talking about a person, a TV show, a brand. According to this, things aren't going so well for Matt Lauer lately. The once beloved Today host has taken a beating in the media, sparked by the awkward departure of co-host Ann Curry from the NBC show. I must have missed that because, in fact, I know I missed it. In fact, I know 99% of the American people missed it. Because while the media is paying attention to Matt Lauer and the Today show, and the Today show is paying attention to the Today show, and the people that watch TV may be paying attention to the Today show, there ain't a whole hell of a lot of people watching TV anymore, not compared to like even 5 years ago. So when we talk about the Today Show and Matt Lauer being in the news, what news are we talking about?
What do you mean?
I mean, if there's three guys, this is the simplest way I can put it. If there's three guys watching television and that's it, and all three of them are watching the Today Show, you can say the Today Show has a monster rating in people that watch TV, 100%. But there's only three of them.
What?
What do you mean?
Don't start acting stupid, okay?
No, I'm even having a hard time with that. So if there's three people...
Are you guys crazy? I'm saying if there's only three people... If only three people in the whole world watch television.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you understand? If only three people in the whole world watch television and they're all watching the Today Show, you could say that the Today Show has a monster number. They've got 100% rating. They're doing phenomenally. But that means that there's a whole lot of other people that aren't even paying attention to TV. And that's what's going on in the world of television. More and more people are leaving TV, not leaving watching television so much as leaving traditional television. They don't want to watch shows when they're told to watch them. They don't want to have to watch a show at 8 o'clock because that's when the network says the show is on. They don't want to have to watch a show at 7:30 in the morning because that's when the network says it's on. People want to watch shows when they want to watch shows. And as the result, these live scheduled shows, especially these shows that are dealing with news, unless the news is really compelling, people are simply not going to watch it. And a show like the Today Show, are you going to watch that? Are you going to watch that on Hulu? Are you going to TiVo that? I mean...
Well, if there is someone that is compelling and interesting...
Yeah, if they have on a guest that I would want to see, you know, yes and yes I would, but probably not.
Okay,
Yeah, that's great, bud. Thank you very much.
You're making fun of me.
No, we're not making funny. What?
I was going to say, I don't know what role Matt Lauer played in the Ann Curry departure. I have my suspicions. I have my suspicions. But I don't know what role he played. But if I found out, because Ann Curry was a darling. She was an absolute peach. I thought she was absolutely adorable. And, you know, she was so beautiful. And that's because she had some, you know.
No, are we?
What are you whispering for?
Excuse me, I'm not talking to you, bud. You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying. What?
Ann Curry was gorgeous.
Yes, I agree.
And that's because she had...
Oh, Margaret, I can't hear you.
I'm not going to say she had white blood.
See, just like my mom.
Whoa, God, that's still racism.
What is racist? How dare you call me racist?
Margaret, she was pretty because she had some white blood.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I said she's pretty because she's mixed race.
Yeah, okay, we'll be right back and we'll take this up on the other side. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
What about the most popular baby names from 1890? You don't want to mention that, do you? Because they're all hellbound.
What's hellbound about the names from 1890?
Bertha?
Phil.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that name Bertha, that's a hellbound name.